Harper Audio presents Grant and Sherman, The Friendship That Won the Civil War by Charles Bracelyn Flood, read by Charles Bracelyn Flood. In the early hours of April 7th, 1862, after the terrible first day of the Battle of Shiloh, Brigadier General William Tecumseh Sherman came through the darkness to where his superior, Major General Ulysses S. Grant, stood in the rain. Sherman had reached the conclusion that the Union forces under Grant's command could not endure another day like the one just ended. When the massive Confederate surprise attack on the vast Federal encampment beside the Tennessee River began at dawn on April 6th, Grant's command had numbered 37,000 men. Now 7,000 of those were killed or wounded, another 3,000 were captured, and more than 5,000 were huddled along the bank of the river, demoralized and useless as soldiers. Sherman, who had been wounded in the hand earlier in the battle, was coming to tell Grant that he thought they should use the transport vessels near them at Pittsburgh Landing to evacuate their forces so that they could, quote, put the river between us and the enemy and recuperate. Sherman found Grant alone under a tree. Hurt in a fall from a horse on a muddy road a few days before, Grant was leaning on a crutch and held a lantern. He had a lit cigar clenched in his teeth, and rain dripped from the brim of his hat. Looking at the determined expression on Grant's bearded face, Sherman found himself, quote, moved by some wise and sudden instinct, not to mention retreat, and used a more tentative approach. Well,